Now, IrishJobs.ie, one of the biggest websites for anybody out there who's looking for work, they've just conducted some very interesting research, and they found that nearly half of the people in the jobs market now fear that age will be a hindrance to their job prospects. So older workers are now starting to do things like go to the gym, watching the diet, even whitening the teeth, and dare I consider it, even possibly the use of Botox injections to stay fresh and ahead of the field. And IrishJobs.ie are saying that it's a fear amongst the older generation that they require youth and vitality in order to get the job. But does it really matter? Is it not a case of ability as opposed to age? Well, Liam Horan runs a very successful company called Slinua Careers, and he joins me now. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Surely people in the West aren't getting Botox injections, are they?
Well, Botox has been good to the West anyway, and Allergan and Westport, so maybe.
That's true.
I think the Botox thing is probably a headline that has been picked up in this report, but in fact, when you go down through it, it says 8% of people considered Botox, it doesn't actually nail down how many actually availed of Botox to further their careers. I spoke to a beauty therapist last week who A, administers Botox, if that's the right word, and B, is actually a user of Botox herself, and she said she's never come across anybody who has said to her on the table, so to speak, that they're doing it for their career prospects. So that's probably a bit of a red herring, but the other ones seem to be, according to the Irish Jobs report, more prevalent. The whole thing of up to, I think, half people thinking age is a factor now.
Yeah, because we all know it's illegal to discriminate against employees because of their age. But look, you know, the obvious thing to say here is that if you're maybe the wrong side of 50 and you know that some of the other candidates are in their 30s, you're going to want to go in there looking fresh, bright and youthful.
Yeah, and, you know, we would always say to our clients, you know, do your best to look well on the day, you know, in terms of dressing well, dressing appropriately, you know, and, you know, in the case of a man, for example, tying your tie up properly if you're wearing a shirt and tie, which generally you will be.
The winds are not.
The winds are not, all of that kind of thing, yes. So that would certainly be something we would say to our clients. However, I'd be a bit wary of people thinking that, first of all, trying to make yourself look younger so that you'll pass off as younger is probably not very feasible, because any good recruiter will know your age within a year or two, within seconds of looking at your CV anyway.
Because, yes.
And if not, they can ask a relevant question to find that out. And while, as you say, you cannot discriminate on the basis of age or gender or race or various other things as well, you know, it can happen. But I suppose, in terms of how we might advise people who are going for jobs who feel age might be a factor, first of all, you can't change it. We Malcolm Mindy's son was the only one who managed to do the reverse aging process. You know, you can't change it, so you got to accept it. And you got to look really to what you do have to bring to the table that might sway the employer in your direction. And sometimes, in fact, I know of one particular case where being older was a help in going for a job in a major recruitment campaign, because the feeling of the company hiring was, if you hire people a bit older, they're less likely to go somewhere else next year, or less likely to, you know, to up sticks and go somewhere else, and can be very loyal, etc. And age brings with it life experience as well, and, you know, that's what you need to be highlighting in job interview too. And then you hope for the best after that.
Are you finding, Liam, that more older people, when I say older, I'm talking 50 plus, are coming to you having got a job interview and saying to you, look, help?
Yeah, sometimes, first of all, if you're unemployed, your morale can suffer regardless of your age, okay? So I've seen younger people very frustrated because they can't get on the job ladder. I've seen older people frustrated because they feel their age is a factor. So loss of confidence or self-belief is not confined to beyond a certain age. Some people can get very pessimistic about it, can get very, one or two bad experiences as they see them can knock them back quite a bit. But the only way to rebuild people's confidence ultimately in this area is to talk about their strengths, their skills, their experience, particularly their relevant experience of the job, you know, and hopefully get over the line that way. I have done some work in one particular case with a client who was quite pessimistic, having closed down a business actually, and was over 60. But it all turned out to be very, very, very good thing for them, because A, they found themselves liberated by not worrying about the business anymore, and secondly, got a job they'd love to have got 30 or 40 years earlier, an exact fit for their skills, etc. So it's far from all gloom and doom, but you've got to make sure that you portray to the employer what you have, rather than asking the employer to be a clairvoyant and find it. You've got to show that to them.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, whatever about the wrong side of 50, the wrong side of 60, you know, your options are really narrowing, aren't they?
Yeah, but also, you know, sometimes you are, obviously, yes, and technology is one of the big kind of unspoken factors here, and the reports that I've seen, it hasn't gone into technology. One of the big things for employers is your technological capabilities. Technology now seeps into almost every job you'll ever do anymore, and if people feel you're not technologically adept or you're not a quick learner or a quick adapter of technology, that can definitely go against you. You know, so there are things that people get, and people get quite, you know, they can focus in on something like their age or, you know, a certain deficit maybe in their education, that kind of stuff, and get very fixated on that. But there are often ways around it, and you got to show, you know, what value you do bring. And, you know, young people have found it difficult as well. So it's not just confined to
older
particular
people.
Age.
Yeah, we've become finally, Liam, such a politically correct nation that it's almost, you're almost afraid to ask a question at an interview that could get you in trouble. Like, for example, supposing I go for a job interview and I don't put my date of birth on the CV. Can the interviewer ask me what my age is?
I understand, no, that would be deemed to be discriminatory. However, a good interviewer would find it out, would figure it out very quickly, because you can ask somebody, where did you go after you finished college there, talk us through your CV, etc.
Yes.
The
process of elimination, you find
yes,
it.
Yes, and I think the areas of discrimination are race, colour, religion, sex, national origin, disability, genetic information, or age. So the employer technically can't ask. Now, lots of employers will ignore the rules of discrimination as well. They won't even be aware of them. Technically, they can't ask, but they can find out. And then good recruiters will find out huge amounts about you, almost without you knowing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there it is. Whatever irishjobs.ie have to say. Anyway, it's still important, irrespective of what your age is, that you go into that job interview looking as smart and as sharp as you possibly can. Slí Nua Careers, of course, do offer all kinds of assistance to people in terms of putting together your CV, giving you all kinds of tips about the interview process and what to do and what not to do. By the way, what's the biggest no-no at an interview?
The biggest no-no is not talking yourself up, is presuming that just because they have your CV that they know about you. It's underselling yourself. That's the most common problem I experience, people underselling themselves.
Okay, so don't be shy to say how good you are.
Now's your time. Nobody else is going to do it for you in an interview.
Okay, yes, we can. All right, Liam, thanks very much.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks a lot. Liam Horan there from Slí Nua Careers on that irishjobs.ie survey. This is Midwest. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. 13 minutes to 10.